The Buffalo Sabres pulled off a blockbuster trade on Wednesday, sending defenseman Tyler Myers and forward Drew Stafford, among others, to the Winnipeg Jets. I'm Omar Fatu, and joining us to help break down the deal is Sabres beat reporter Bill Hoppe for this week's Behind the Bench. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, let's start with the players heading out of Buffalo. The centerpiece of the trade was Myers. There had been trade rumblings surrounding Tyler Myers for quite some time.
There had been, and I really didn't think they would trade him. There's rumors for years, really, and he had kind of found his game again. He looked like his old self. We didn't quite see that because the Sabres have been so bad, but he played 25 minutes a night. He moved the puck all over the ice. He was probably their MVP, in my opinion. And to trade him surprises me because you trade Tyler Myers and you're immediately looking for another Tyler Myers type, a defenseman who can move the puck and play big minutes.
Also heading to the Jets was Drew Stafford, one of the longest-serving veterans on the team, and two well-known prospects, Joel Armia and Brendan Lemieux.
Yeah, Stafford, you figured he would be traded. He had been good at times in his Sabres career, very good power forward in 2010-11 when he had, I think, 31 goals. But he never matched that production, and it was clear that at age 29, with him being a free agent, he was going to be moved. He's still been okay at times this year, and if he goes to the right situation, I think he could be a 25-20-goal type guy. The prospects, Joel Armia, a 2011 first-round pick, a winger in Rochester, played one NHL game this year. He looks good in Rochester. He's a legit top-level prospect, in my opinion. And Brendan Lemieux, the 31st pick in June. A lot of people had him targeted as a first-round pick. The Sabres were lucky to get him. He's scoring at about a 50-goal pace for the Barrie Colts in the Ontario Hockey League. A very, very good prospect, a big body, someone people were excited about playing for the Sabres in 2 or 3 years. So, good prospects in addition to good veterans were sent out.
Talk a little bit about the two players coming over from the Jets, a couple of former high draft picks, Evander Kane and Zach Bogosian.
Evander Kane's the centerpiece of the deal, a former high pick, still years away from his prime, big, powerful forward. Tim Murray was basically drooling about him when he spoke about him yesterday. But he comes with some baggage. He's clashed with teammates. He's clashed with his coach. It came to a head recently when he violated the team's dress code, and he wore a tracksuit to the rink, and players threw the tracksuit reportedly in the shower. And at that point, it was a point of no return, and something was going to happen, and they had to trade him, in my opinion. And the Sabres swooped in. Tim Murray clearly had his eye on him for a while, in my opinion. He said it took 3 or 4 days, but I think it might even go back further than that.
And what did Murray have to say about those so-called character questions?
Well, he addressed them, and he basically said all players have warts, and he felt confident that whatever issues are out there can be ironed out or aren't as big as they've been made out. And he talked about the move with Terry Pegula, and he had Pegula's blessing, and they made the deal.
Well, I'll end by asking your opinion on the trade. Some are saying the Sabres maybe gave up too much. What do you think?
Well, it's an interesting deal. You just don't see blockbuster trades in the NHL in the salary cap era like that. And they got two good pieces. Zach Bogosian, big sturdy defender. Kane could score 30, 40 goals for the next 5-10 years. But they gave up a lot, a real lot, too much in my opinion. Myers is a franchise defenseman. Stafford was going to go, but they also give up a first-round pick. Armia is a very good prospect. Lemieux is a very good prospect. So I think they just gave up too much.
Late in the day, GM Tim Murray made another trade, sending starting goaltender Jonas Enroth to Dallas for goalie Anders Lindback and a draft pick. What was the thinking behind that move, and where does it leave the Sabres in net?
Well, the thinking was Jonas Enroth, even though he started the majority of the games this year, he's an expiring contract. That's an asset. And deal him. Get what you can while you still can. And it's still pretty surprising. The Sabres don't have a goalie of the future in the system, really. Michael Neuwirth, the backup, hasn't played a lot this year. He's looked okay, and he'll probably get the bulk of the action for a little bit at least, but he hasn't done a lot, so they don't have a lot in net. You know, I think they were happy for Jonas that he could go to a good team and play some games for Lindy Ruff, his old coach.
Bill Hoppe, thanks for your time. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.